This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. A bitter fight is brewing in Washington. This week, the Food and Drug Administration is reviewing public comments around its proposed changes to nutrition labels. Instead of listing total sugar content, as law currently stipulates, the FDA wants to require food manufacturers to disclose all added sugars on their labels as well. And while it is no secret that the American diet has become more sugar-laden in recent years, the numbers are staggering. 200 years ago, the average American ate approximately 2 pounds of sugar a year. Today, it's 152 pounds. While the rise of big ag, processed food, and government subsidies have greatly contributed to sugar consumption, America's sweet tooth may have roots in a single event in history. Word of Mouth's Maureen McMurray talked with Nick Capodice, education associate at the Lower East Side Tenement Museum in New York City, about how prohibition altered America's palate.
America can't drink booze for 13 years. And what happens in those 13 years revolutionizes the American palate. So, first thing is, we've got, let's say, about 1,000, 2,000 breweries in the United States. How on earth are they going to stay open if they can't make beer anymore? Well, they turn to two main things. A lot of them make cereal because they have a lot of grain, but then a ton of them make soda instead. So you have this huge push from, you know, marketing executives for these breweries to get these guys to sell soda all across the country. It's also being sort of, you know, sold to the American public as a healthy, temperate alternative to drinking beer. But, of course, people who want to get drunk still get drunk, and they go to speakeasies, right? But the next big shift is what fails in America, and that's restaurants. As soon as prohibition hits, like, fine-quality dining ceases to exist in the United States of America. Because you know how restaurants make their money, right?
Booze.
Booze, that's it. That's like all their money they make from booze to this day, a venerable restaurant tradition. So fine dining restaurants just shutter across the country. Dining disappeared. The lunch disappeared. Combine this with the Great Depression, and you just have, you know, no good eats in the United States. But what does survive is the diner, the automat, the ice cream shop. These, like, cheap, inexpensive places you go to eat something kind of, you know, filling but not too impressive. This begins one of the big rises towards, you know, fast food culture in America. And then more stuff changed too, which was a great many people in America were still drinking, as you know, during Prohibition. But they were drinking really rough stuff, like bad gin, bad whiskey, iodine, fusel oil was in it, all this bad stuff. So they had to find a way to mask it. And this is the first time in, like, in U.S. history that people start having cocktails. You'd mix, like, whiskey and Coke. Never before would you have had a whiskey and Coke until you have to hide the taste of that whiskey. And so during Prohibition, sweet mixers for booze get on the rise.
And does the quality of food change at that time, too?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if nobody's cooking good dinners, I mean, then, you know, food culture disappears. And then imagine this, too. We're sort of between two world wars. Very anti-European sentiment is going around in America. So all these views towards cuisine really shift. And America's like, well, what's an American food? And we sort of latch on to these little things. And, you know, the Frankfurter, you know, the hot dog, the hamburger, the turkey, bland, microwave food. You know, that's the beginning of all of this. It's a huge shift in the American palate because people, during the 13 years of Prohibition, they eat more and more sugar. So when it's finally lifted, they want drinks that are cold and sweet and, you know, innocuous.
All right, great. Thank you so much, Nick.
Well, thank you, Maureen. It was a delight talking to you.
That's Nick Capodice, education associate at the Lower East Side Tenement Museum in New York City.